Hey, we have an amazing event coming up, the Expert Advantage Workshop Series, where every day for a week, starting on Monday, May 20th, it's myself and another expert coming on to present to you about various kinds of things to help you with your brand and your business. Our brand new experts in residence and pro are going to be there to co-host these workshops with me, and you're not going to want to miss it. You'll have a chance to ask all of them questions, and it's completely free to join. All you have to do is go to smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Wednesday, May 22nd, we're going to be talking trademarks, copyrights, how to know when to do it, what IP can you do it with, and the common pitfalls that most people fall into when it comes to intellectual property 101 with Yasmin Salman Hamdan. And you're not going to want to miss that on Wednesday, May 22nd. And then finally, to finish off the expert week, on Thursday, May 23rd, we're going to be talking with Pamela Slim about how to monetize and scale your IP and position it and package it in a way that is unlike anything you've really been taught before. Incredible value from Pamela and all of our experts on our Expert Advantage Week. And all you have to do to sign up and join and get all the links that you need is smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Again, one more time, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage. Join us on our Expert Advantage Workshop Series. You're not going to want to miss it. Again, smartpassiveincome.com/advantage.
AskPat.
What's up, everybody? Pat Flynn here, and welcome to episode 391 of AskPat. Thank you so much for joining me today. We have a great question today from Matt, but before we get to Matt's question, I do want to thank today's sponsor, which is AWeber.com, the email service provider that I recommend if you're just starting out building your email list, or maybe you're not happy with the service provider that you use. I would recommend AWeber to start out because they are amazing. They have great customer service. They make it super easy to begin building your email list so you can then send out broadcast emails whenever you want, but also sequentially timed emails through your autoresponder series, which is really important for you to start to automate some of what you do, which is what we're all about here at smartpassiveincome.com. Automation, building systems, being able to keep in constant contact with your audience without you having to do work because you've already put in the time to write those emails beforehand. It can be incredibly powerful for you to sell whatever it is you're selling or to at least keep your audience engaged so that they do open your emails when they do come out and they are important. So check it out, aweber.com. That's aweber.com/askpat. You can get it for 30 days for free. aweber.com/askpat. All right, here's today's question from Matt.
Hey, Pat. My name is Matt April, and I actually have a question for you for my wife, Lynn. So Lynn is a blogger, and she has her own blog. Her blog is called freshaprilflowers.com, and that's flowers like the ingredient. Lynn just released her first ever cookbook titled The Chowdown, and it's over 20 recipes of different puppy chows that are just amazing. And so if you're not sure what puppy chow is, you should definitely check out her blog. She has some great recipes on there that aren't in the book. But what my question is for you is, we just released it on Amazon, and it's available for purchase on Amazon as well as on Barnes & Noble. And what is your recommendation, or maybe your three best tips for how she can get reviews online for her book without having to use any sort of budget to get those reviews? How can we entice and encourage her community to leave reviews for her book? Looking forward to your answer. Thank you so much for everything you do. And I'm excited. Okay, bye.
Hey, Matt, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. And to Lynn out there who might be listening to this too, thank you. Thank you so much. I think this is great. Congratulations on the release of your cookbook. I think that's awesome, both on Amazon and Barnes & Noble. I've done that as well. I've released a book on both Amazon and Barnes & Noble. And you'll find that, you know, most of your stuff will happen on Amazon in terms of sales and reviews and things like that. So the first thing I would mention is that when you're going to ask people for reviews, the best thing to do is have them all in one place. So just forward people to review when you do that, and I'll show you how to do that in just a second, to just Amazon. Amazon's where you're going to get the most bang for your buck in terms of the algorithms and the search engines and also the reviews that you get over there as well. So make sure to just drive people toward Amazon. And even if people don't buy on Amazon, maybe they even buy on Barnes & Noble or they find your book through a giveaway that you do or something like that, they can still leave a review on Amazon. They just won't have that verified purchaser stamp there on their review. So that's just the first thing to keep in mind. Now, there's three things I'm going to offer you in terms of building up your reviews. And even before that, the first thing you want to do is just make sure that you understand that if you don't ask, you won't get. Some people will leave you reviews, but a lot of people won't until you ask them. And it's okay to ask, especially if they've enjoyed your book or, you know, one ask, two asks maybe is okay. Obviously, if you keep asking and you just annoy the heck out of people, they're not going to leave you a review, or they might just leave you a terrible review. Now, you want honest reviews, obviously, but it's okay to ask. And you don't, if you don't ask, you don't get. So that's the first thing. Second thing is something that you can do now for a future book, which can help you with this book that you already have, or something that maybe you already have already that you can tap into. And that is some sort of ambassador group. And this is something that was taught to me by Jeff Goins when he was on the Smart Passive Income podcast. He talked a lot about Amazon selling and book selling strategies. And one of those things was to create an ambassador list. And that is just a list of people. It doesn't have to be very huge, maybe even 20 to 100 to maybe even a little bit bigger. It can just start out as five even. But you have this list of people, this group of people who become your ambassadors. They are just truly in love with what you do. You perhaps have an idea of who these people might already be on your website. Put them on a special email list where you give them things before anyone else sees them. It gives them a lot of value in becoming an ambassador, but in exchange, they get to do some things for you. For example, one of them being leaving you reviews. So you can be sure that when you come out with a book, whether it's this book now or books that you've come out with in the past or any future books, you know that you are going to get at least that many number of reviews. And you could see why it doesn't have to be a large group of people in order for this to be very powerful. But you do need it to be those people who just love you to death, your true slash raving fans, as they say. So creating that ambassador group will do you very well. You can start by building an email list of them. Say, hey, if you are really in love with what I do and you want to be on a special list where you get things ahead of time, and I might just ask a few favors from you over time, you can join this list. And you can use AWeber to set that up or whatever other email service provider you have, or even if you don't have one, you can just at least create a spreadsheet of these people, get to know them, provide value to them, and they will help you out in return. So that's number two, your ambassador group. Number three, I would set up a column in, for example, something like TweetDeck or Hootsuite or whatever social media platform you're using beyond, or a third-party platform you're using to organize your social media. TweetDeck is an easy one that you could use. Create a special column that has the title of your book in a search. So, for example, you want to search for people and get notified even whenever somebody mentions your book. You might see that people are going to be talking about it on social media, perhaps on Twitter or on Facebook. And whenever that comes up, you want to be there to follow up. And it's okay to ask for a review. If they say, oh my gosh, I love this book, you guys have to check it out, and they say that to their followers, you can come in and say, thank you so much for recommending my book. I'm the author. Just want to thank you. And secondly, if you wanted to leave an honest review, I'd really appreciate it. Here's a link for you. And then you link to Amazon. So again, keeping in mind, just paying attention to where the conversations are happening in and around your book is a great thing to do. And then the fourth thing that I would add, I know I said three, but you know we like to over-deliver, and also this one just came to mind, is another great way to get reviews is to do some giveaways. So give away your book to either people on your website, or maybe you connect with another influencer and give them, for example, 10 copies that they can give away. And then you can get those email addresses, or maybe you know because it's people in your own audience. When you give those away, you can easily, in exchange, ask for a review. And that's another great way to start building up your review base. And I think that's really important because reviews are extremely important for the life of your book, and you know, the more reviews it has, the more social proof it has, but also the higher it ranks in the algorithm and on the search engines on Amazon, and you know, it can only help you. So hopefully that helps you, Matt and Lynn. I appreciate it. I appreciate you the question coming in, and hopefully that gives you some quick ideas on how you can start to get reviews. And also, just again, going back to number one, ask your audience if anybody's bought it. Maybe ask for some feedback, but also give them. You could even, you know, I would hesitate with giving incentive to leaving you reviews specifically, saying, for example, oh, I'll give you a $10 gift card if you leave a review. I would hesitate to go down that route, because then you're not going to get those honest reviews that are actually going to be helpful. You don't want people to discover that when they're potentially going to buy your book, these reviews that say, oh, well, you know, I got a $10 review card for this, because a lot of people are honest about why they are leaving reviews, and they'll say something like that. So I wouldn't go down that route. But if you provide value to them in some way, shape, or form, perhaps you build your ambassador list, or you find these conversations that are already happening of people who are getting a lot out of your book, you are more than welcome to ask, and you're likely to get some reviews as well. And yeah, so hopefully that helps, Matt. And Lynn, thank you so much for the question. I really appreciate it. We're going to send you an Ask Pat t-shirt for having your question featured here on the show, Matt. And for anybody else out there who has a question that you'd like potentially featured here on the show, just head on over to askpat.com. You can ask right there on that page. I also want to thank and mention aweber.com, today's sponsor, for keeping it real, making it super easy for people to start building their email list. I've used them ever since I started building my email list. And although I've explored other email service providers as well, I still continue to use Aweber on a lot of my websites and platforms because it's just super simple to use, very easy to embed web forms, and they do work with a lot of the other third-party platforms out there, like shopping carts and different software like lead pages and things like that. GoToWebinar, for example, can chat with it as well, I believe. If you use different tools, there's a bridge tool that can connect both of those. But anyway, Aweber, amazing. Check it out. Go to aweber.com/askpat and you can check it out for 30 days for free. Again, that's aweber.com/askpat. Here's a quote to finish off today from our good friend Jay Abraham. He says, "Understand that you need to sell you and your ideas in order to advance your career, gain more respect, and increase your success, influence, and income." I'm going to read that again because it's quite long, but understand that you need to sell you and your ideas in order to advance your career, gain more respect, and increase your success, influence, and income. Jay Abraham. Cheers, take care, and I can't wait to serve you in tomorrow's episode of Ask Pat. Thanks, guys. Hey there, thank you for listening to Ask Pat 2.0. Now, you might have noticed that we haven't published a new episode in a while, and that is because in 2023, after 1,269 episodes, we decided to sunset the show, for now at least. And this way, we can focus our energy and efforts on our other podcasts and other projects. That being said, all 1,269 episodes are still live and downloadable, and the published dates may be old, but there are still a ton of questions I've answered on the show and people I've coached. Those episodes are just as valuable as they were back then. So you can also visit smartpassiveincome.com/askpat to dig through the archives. Plus, there's a search tool on the website that lets you search across our podcasts and blog. And of course, the Smart Passive Income podcast is still live and energetic and awesome and publishing twice a week. So make sure you're subscribed there so we can still continue this conversation. And we have some of the foremost experts and thought leaders in entrepreneurship on the show every single week. So you definitely don't want to miss it. Again, check it out. It's the Smart Passive Income podcast. Just find it wherever you're listening to this podcast. You can find it there as well. Thank you again for listening in, and I'll catch you in the next one. Cheers.